One thing is crystal clear. There is no one size fits all. You will not have the same resilience measure for railway lines in Scandinavia that you would have in Turkey or in Spain. Even comparing Turkey and Spain, or even within Turkey, you know, you have flat land, but you also have mountainous areas. So all this needs to be taken into account. Now, I don't have the answers ready for you, but pretty much the idea why WP24 is convinced to discuss it is exactly in the context of thinking whether there can be some specific general prescriptions that then in the next step would need to be adjusted or made suitable to the geographies of the countries. So clearly, you know, we cannot have a prescription, you know, like from 2035, all the railway lines shall be dealing, you know, like with extended heat waves of, you know, 50 days for temperatures over 35 degrees, right? Because possibly, you know, not all the railways across the geographies will really have to face it, or that each and every, you know, single railway line needs to have drainage system dealing with 50 milliliters of precipitation. But these are exactly topics that we want to be discussing. I would say to rather identify certain directions than concrete measures. But those directions should be helpful in defining concrete measures for concrete railway lines.